The Holy Spirit plugged you guys in. I want you to think of yourself like a speaker, like an amplified speaker like we see on stage here. And it's plugged in. The speaker itself isn't generating the power. The power is outsourced. It's flowing through the speaker. The sound itself isn't coming from the speaker. It's flowing through the one who plays the sound. And I feel like there's a lot of people going, I'm waiting for something so that I can release something. And I want to free you of that misconception, because he's always doing something. He's always playing something over the world. He's always releasing a new sound over creation, and you're his speaker. So I release you in freedom to not be burdened by the lie that you have to come up with a message in your own. That speaker can't generate a sound at all on its own, especially a pleasing one. It can be plugged in and not have a sound. And I feel like a lot of people in this room have felt plugged in. They feel the power, they feel the energy swirling inside of them, but no sound is coming out. And you feel like it's an accusation against your own life. And I'm gonna assure you, it's your design. It's great news, you're plugged in. And so tonight I dismiss all the accusation that you were supposed to be the great musician, the great sound over creation. He is that. He is singing over creation all the time, and you're his speakers. And everyone in here, I know you guys hear him. And that's all you ever have to do is just be jacked into him. Just as that amp is plugged into the sound of the guitar, it's coming out, the master is playing through you. And so I bless you with a fresh perspective to just be his speaker. I release the words out of your mouth today, that you don't get to be silent any longer, but you will absolutely express the sounds, the songs, the expressions of God through your life in every aspect, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, to your neighbors, to the people that you drive next to, the tourists that are bogging up the roads. You guys are the sound of heaven. You're the sound of eternity. You're the sound of love. In everything you do, to everyone you encounter, you are the speaker projecting God's love everywhere you go. And that's enough. That speaker can't create the symphony. That's not ours, guys. We don't have to be that clever. We just gotta be jacked into him. And you are. He's done that. When he gave us Christ, we got jacked in. So I just rebuke every thought against it. Every accusation, yeah, but I'm dealing with this thing. No, guys, you're not. That amp is not dealing with anything. It's just living in its design, and that is so sufficient to project the sound. And I want you to feel that, enjoy that, live in that place. You are his speakers. Sometimes we need a little extra. The disciples laid hands on people and they received. So there's a lot of really strong people of faith in this room who have a lot of authority. The disciples had a lot of authority and they knew their authority. That's the difference. We all have it, we don't always know it. So if there's an area of anyone in this room who doesn't feel or really feel they know their authority, would you please stand up so that those who know their authority can come lay hands on you? And that you would believe you are the empowered, plugged in speaker of heaven, of eternity.